Local sports is being brought to you today by Vision West and by First Bank. Over at Northwest College over the weekend, both Trapper basketball teams were on the road as they were playing play-in games to see if they can get involved in the Region 9 tournament. For the Trapper women, they traveled to Gillette and took it on the chin by the Pronghorn 70-58. For the Trapper women, they had a two-point lead at halftime. They were down by two going into the fourth quarter, but Gillette outscored the Trappers 23-13 in the fourth period to end their season. Trappers had two players in double figures. Smile Worrell had 16 points. Tess Henry had 10 points off the bench. For the Trapper men, they were back in Rock Springs where they were blown out the week before. And this time, not much of a difference as Western topped the Trappers 84-57. Trappers, too, they were out of it by halftime as they were trailing 44-25 at the half. Kyle Brown ended up with 16, Max DeHaan with 14, and Rambo Badyal ended up with 11. Also, Trapper basketball news for the women's team. Adele Smudda made the all-region team, while Raquel Turner made the all-defensive team. For Samaya Worrell, really the leader in scoring and a lot of their defense, she was left off of the all teams for Region 9. Meanwhile, the only team left still in competition for the wintertime is the Trapper Wrestlers. They'll travel this week to Council Bluffs, Iowa to compete in the NJCAA National Tournament March 6th. Through the 7th. Well, state basketball will kick off this week for the 2A and 1A teams in Casper starting up on Thursday. And for the Rocky Mountain Grizz, they are a number one seed after winning the regionals in Riverton over the weekend. For Rocky Mountain, they will face off against Sundance this Thursday beginning at 1:30. Also on their side of the bracket is Southeast and Tongue River. On the other side, the Wyoming Indian Chiefs, who took second out of the region, they'll face off against Pine Bluffs. Top seed out of the east is Bighorn, and they'll meet up with Kemmerer in the nightcap beginning at 9 p.m. In the 1A games for the boys, Lingle Fort Laramie against Farce and Eden, Encampment playing Hannah Elk Mountain, Saratoga against KC, and Upton meeting up with St. Stephens, who have been struggling as of late, going in as a number four seed. Also, the girls tournament will be kicking off as well for Rocky Mountain. They've got a number two seed as they'll take on Lusk in the opening game beginning at 9 a.m. at Natrona High School. Pine Bluffs will face off against Kemmerer also on that side of the bracket. Moorcroft meets Riverside, and then the defending state champ Wyoming Indian will square off against Southeast in the 6 o'clock game. In 1A, Little Snake River against Rock River. KC then plays Farce and Eden. Upton against Saratoga and Cokeville against Lingle Fort Laramie. A tournament winds down on Saturday with the state championship games. We're back with more after this.